Hello, Neil?
Yeah.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing today?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And you were sent over to me to pull up the program details and see if everything's going to be a good fit for Property Deacon Pros. Is that correct?
Yeah, Decon. It's the
Decon.
Decon, short for decontaminated. I've been in the business. I just assumed everybody knew what that was, but like yourself, I found out maybe that's not the best name choice. Happens occasionally there.
I also saw in the name that it says meth, and I'm like, is that a typo? And then I opened up the website and
see
why. I'm like, okay, it's not a typo.
One of my favorite talking points at a restaurant. I talk about meth money being good, and if you're cool and want to talk to me, I'll tell you what I do. But if you get your nose up in the air and upset, then I just let you think what you want to think.
Oh, listen, you're talking to an ex-addict, okay? So I'm never going to get my nose up in the air about it, but I understand what you're saying because this is the job nobody
does. Yeah, high society, you talk about meth money.
Exactly. Nobody wants this job, but nobody wants their children exposed to it either. So they better get their life together.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, I mean, the website looks good. It looks like you've put a lot of effort into it. Have you ever considered first page placement on Google before?
I was telling the guy I was hot to do. I've done similar programs, and my biggest problem is I've never gotten results. I've spent a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then my other it's not a problem for me, but it's a problem when it comes to the marketing budget is I only work part-time. I only want to work part-time, so there's not a lot of fat. And then when I'm not getting any calls and I'm spending $4,800 a month, it's a little frustrating on my end. The phone's not ringing.
You shouldn't be paying that much. That's too much. $4,800 a month?
No, $400 to $800. $400 to $800.
Oh, that's still too much. That's still way too much. Yeah, I've got a comprehensive package, especially for part-time, that allows you to really hone in on those specific areas that you want to target, making sure that you're coming up in those particular areas. And it's 100% trackable. So I'm not sure what you have tried, what other companies it is that you've tried before, Neil, or like how long you stayed with them, but it sounds to me like you gave them a pretty good opportunity if you stayed with them, you know, for a few months at $400 to $800 a month. That's quite a bit.
Right. Like I said, and there's never been, you know, even some of the companies that's trackable, they've got their own number on my listing and forward the calls. Like I said, the phone's not ringing, and I'm spending money and not making money. And again, I'm only working part time, so I'm not making a lot of money in a year because I'm at a point in my life that I don't need to work full time, so I don't.
Right.
And
And for what you're doing, you probably can charge a little bit more, and because you're offering a more of an elite service, right?
You know, it's funny. It always has been like a little bit more than the average Joe, but this last 2 or 3 years, like, I'm pretty confident like your average plumber, electrician, contractor is making a lot more money than I am. So it's just
People didn't stop using that, so I don't know. I don't know why.
It's crazy. But like with Georgia, where I live, it's there's no law at all for meth. So
are you kidding me?
No, I mean they find stuff all the time, and they just clear it out. The next person comes in because there's no law. Tennessee, where I started, they have a law, but I used to quarantine the property after finding meth, and nobody can use that property until someone like myself says it's safe.
Right.
And there was a federal grant, and this might be more information than you want, and I apologize.
No, I'm
but
serious. Tell me.
used to be a federal grant to pay for all the chemical and drug removal, and then I'd go in and clean up the decontamination, but federal funding got shut off, so now if the cops deem it a meth lab, they have to still treat the drugs and the hazardous waste inside, and so if they don't deem it a meth lab, they can do whatever they want with it so that they toss it out and don't call it a meth lab.
But that's putting so many people in danger.
Sure, but it's saving the state and county's money that they don't have. So it's just like, what do you do?
Wow. Wow, that's really sad. I'm really sad to hear that. Okay, well,
yeah,
man,
I've been doing a lot of fentanyl jobs because it's actually somewhat in the news. And crazy statistic you might appreciate: the average meth junkie lives about 5 years, and an overdose in fentanyl, you're gone, you're dead, it's done. And an overdose is you poured out salt crystals,
mm-hmm.
like six salt crystals is enough fentanyl to be fatal to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of girlfriends that came back. They were out there. They came back and they detoxed on my couch, fentanyl. And now they have like, 8 and 9 months sober. So super, super grateful because that stuff is literally just, I mean, you can OD on meth, but I mean, it's basically a heart attack and you usually still get to make it. You OD on fentanyl and you're done, you know?
Right, right. Like I said, average, meth users, 5 years, average fentanyl is just one overdose away. And, what's sad is the way most people are dying is they go get high and, somebody's laced the marijuana with fentanyl and they had no idea. And then statistically people don't know this, but, 25 to 45 year olds, it's the number one death rate in America right now.
Right. It's terrible.
Not car wrecks, not cancer. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Lung disease.
No,
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is. It's so sad. Oh gosh. Well, I have a package for you that's good. If you tell me if you're interested, and everything's month to month,
sure.
So there's no contract. I believe we can help you. It's at $249 a month. Okay. Your price point doesn't go up or change. We're going to take your current Google business profile. It can use a little bit of help here. Some weekly posts. We'll do some different things for you to give it complete optimization. And then we want to make sure that we're also targeting, all through the Facebook and social media marketing as well. So we include that. Additionally, we do also include all of the programming for the popular directories, like you have a Yelp. So that's included, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Bing, Apple, Google. It's like there's like a top five or six of them that they target. And we go ahead. These are the ones that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. So they used to do it like crazy style. There was like 60 of them. But nobody had ever heard of those places. Like Hot Frog.
Yeah, I've been put on all those 60 at one time or another.
Right, and then all you're getting is a ton of spam calls, right?
yeah, I do get a lot of spam calls, but no work calls. You're right.
Yeah, so we can eliminate the spam and robocalls. Plus, we've honed in because we're a Google Premier partner, so we've been doing this for 19 years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and this Google Premier partnership only allows us to work with one client per industry, per category, per service area. But with that being said, the cool thing about it is that it does come with the complete tracking and reporting system. Everything, of course, is done month to month. There's no contracts, so we're a performance-based company. We have to earn your business in order to keep it. If you feel that something isn't working for you, obviously you're not going to stick it out.
Right. So I guess your price points are guaranteed. You probably don't have a guarantee if the phone's not ringing, then just drop you more or less as opposed to getting any kind of refund or anything.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, there's no refund policy.
I gotcha. And what is the service area?
The service area is really up to you as far as how far it goes. But with the Facebook ads, we have a couple of different ways that we can go about it. We can pick the top cities or counties in an area, or we can go out, like if we're doing just a flat blanket radius, it's about a 60-mile max is how far this package will cover you out as far as that goes. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, I'm Marietta, which is on the outskirts of Atlanta. So if I'm 60 miles in Atlanta, that's a big area with a lot of population. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. We can definitely target that for you. Me and my mom are coming. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. We're coming back there at the beginning of March, and getting a flight from California direct to Birmingham. They're like crazy, even from Vegas where my mom lives. It's ridiculous.
Everywhere right now is high end.
But I flew at Christmas. I flew from California, LAX, all the way to West Palm Beach for $186 with a return flight.
You got a good deal.
I got a smoky hot deal. I'm trying to fly to
the few and far between right now.
So we even considered flying into Atlanta and then driving over, like, but we had to also consider what is your time worth. If you're on a vacation, I'm going out to see a sister I haven't seen in a very long time, but if you're on vacation, then you don't want to spend all that time driving, you know? But
oh no.
It was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe how crazy the prices are over there right now.
Yeah, it's every, I travel a lot and it's crazy right now.
It is, right?
Yeah. Anywhere in Europe, it's $1,000 to $2,000 or more on the $2,000 side as opposed to $1,000 side. But it's crazy times right now.
Wow. Well, all across the board. So, what do you think? You want to give this a shot, Neil? Let us learn your business.
Yeah, I try it for a few months and see if I can get any calls. Now the tracking, do you email that to me or
you're going to get a downloadable app and you're going to get a username and password. We're going to show you everything. Yeah. So what happens
is
you and I get this set up. I'll be the lead on your account and I'm going to schedule an onboarding call with my technician. After we get into your Google Business profile and get everything programmed up, it takes about 3 or 4 days before we give you the username and password. And then we actually have a YouTube tutorial. It's like 6 or 7 minutes. It's nothing crazy. It's not like you have to take a class, but we like to show you everything. So that way you know exactly how to navigate everything yourself. And then of course I'm always here to help you.
I got you. Curious, do you do a deal for two areas? I've got a guy like me, just, you know, just a really small operation, and he's in the Crooksville, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville. He's in between Nashville and Knoxville, and I didn't know if it's possible to set up a second account for a discounted rate or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can definitely ask if they can. So you would set up both accounts?
Yeah, I just do it under my name, and then if I got calls, I would sub it out to him and make a little something on the call to pay for the marketing.
Okay, I could definitely ask about that. Sure, no worries. And then the other thing that you do have optional to you is anybody that you refer, like say dude took it over for himself or he signed up for himself after he's paid for his second month, you get a free month of service.
I got you. Yeah, I like the idea. Just like I said, paying for them. If I get a job for the month, it's pretty much paid for. So
right, absolutely. Let me ask my boss.
The
second one, because you're at the very lowest that I'm able to authorize, which is $249. That's down from $599. So I'm asking him if he has any deals for us. The second. Okay, I've sent that question off to him. He'll get back to me pretty quickly here. So your first name, is that N-E-I-L?
Right.
Last name?
W-H-I-T-I-C-A-R.
Whitaker?
Yep.
Okay, W-H-I-T-I-C-A-R.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, email?
PropertyDeconPros@gmail.com.
Okay. And then is this 833 number, is this the best phone number for the clients to reach you at?
Yeah, it's 833 got mess. But it's
killing me.
But it's just a service that goes straight to my cell phone, so my cell phone number works where that number works.
Okay, that's cool. You're so smart with that. I'm sorry I laughed, but I just think that, I mean.
No, like I said, it's whatever you need to get the word out. And the only reason, I used to do it under my name, but then I was like, man, if I wanted to sell the business, what am I selling? Nothing. So I was like, I better get a catchy number and a web page and some social media presence. That way I've got something I could sell, even if it's like 20 to 50 grand, you know, it's just
right.
A little something better than a lot of nothing.
It sure is. So is I'm going to send over some texts and some emails to you. Do I send it to that 833 number, or do you want to give me your cell phone number?
Yeah, I can give you my cell number. It's 865-405-1478.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and put you on.
Yeah, I like you. If we use the 833 number, I always like to put in the got meth because it's an attention grabber.
It sure is an attention grabber. Absolutely it is. I bet there's been those ding-a-lings that go on the internet and put in got meth and then your phone number comes up and they don't know they're getting a call to get cleaned up.
Man, the funny story, when I first did the business, the early 2000, the little thrifty nickel, I don't know if you know what that is, like the cheap newspaper for classifieds.
Okay.
I had an ad that said got meth instead of, you know, got milk, got meth, and
yes,
what I did, and I got probably 20 or 30 calls. People were like, you're so ballsy selling meth. Where can we meet? I'm like, dude, did you not read the rest of the ad?
No, they didn't.
They're like, no.
No, they didn't. All they saw was get meth.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, tell me the address where you're at, and I can maybe get a cleanup job. Like, then I click.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, what is the business address? I realize it's a home office, but what is it?
As long as it's not out there on the internet.
You know,
3342 Robinson. Great. 3342 Robinson Farms Court, Marietta, Georgia, 30068. And I've got one of those GPS box stores as well that I can use.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is perfect. This is where the business is registered with all of your business documents, this address?
Right. It's a mix of the P.O. box and this address. It's a lot of places won't take a box, so they keep my home address.
We won't accept a box either, so we have the home address. But we keep it hidden.
Okay.
I promise you. Your private information will stay
sure.
Okay, so he said cool. Yes. That he can offer, it's not a crazy discount, but he can offer the second one for $229.
Yeah, and it's that one I just need to define the service area because it's not like Atlanta where there's this big multiple. I'd like to do, how many areas or counties did you say you could do? Or
It just depends. Like, it's a max radius of 60 miles. So what we do is we're going to block off a 60-mile radius. We're not going to work with anybody offering the same thing that you do within that radius, and you can play with it. So say you don't even offer the full 60. You don't have to target the full 60. It's completely customizable.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Cookeville's right in between Nashville and Knoxville, but I don't know if it's over, I'd say it's probably just a little bit farther than 60 miles both ways. Cookeville's like a small town in the middle of nowhere, but
mm-hmm.
Nashville, Knoxville, and Tennessee are two of your best areas.
We could target those areas from where that individual is at in Cooksville. Like, we can target specific names, even if it's further out than the 60 miles. That's what I was saying, is we can target counties, we can target cities, if we're targeting cities, like, say we're saying, okay, we're doing a 60-mile radius, and we're targeting Knoxville, Nashville, blah, blah, and blah, blah, and blah, blah, as well, then it's basically like setting up posts in those areas. So what we're going to do is we're going to target those specific areas. When somebody is in that area and they're searching for your services, you're going to come up on Facebook, on Google, on the different areas.
Right. So if you got a pen, I'd give you there's four areas if I could get it. I mean, if I can, I understand. But Cookeville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's kind of like a triangle of
got it.
Area there. It's probably still less population than Atlanta, but it's kind of like the three good areas to hit.
Yeah, there's a lot of population over there in Nashville, but you're right. I think that's going to be good. So I've got that, but let me finish the first one and then we'll go into the second one.
Yep.
That way I don't get nothing mixed up, okay? So I can keep everything straight in here, because I'm actually going to set the accounts because they're different business names. I'm actually going to set them up completely separately. That way it doesn't,
No, I'm going to do the same business name. Like I said, I'm going to let them call me and then I'll sub out the work to,
do it like a second location.
The other guest.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just send that over. Hold on. Okay, go in here. Okay. So, I know how to do this. You add a profile. There we go. Business name. We're doing the same business name. Okay. And do you have a different phone number for this business that we can put down? Or do you want me to just go ahead and have them, I can go ahead and have them give me a call tracking number and we can do it under that.
No, yeah, like I said, I want all the phone calls because,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, wherever the location is, I can be like, hey, Henry, go take care of this one and, I can get paid and then pay him out. No problem.
Okay. So what is the, area code in that area for the phone number?
931 is, 931. His area.
Okay.
It's funny, Knoxville 865 and Chattanooga is 423.
Okay. So it's up to you what preface we get for the area code for the call tracking number. Cause I have to set
let's
it.
Let's do that. 865 number.
865. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Let me jump in here. Let me do this. Setting up a two location. Need a CT number, please, with 865 area code. I make sure I typed it correctly. Last time I put 913 and I actually put 931, so they had to go through the whole process twice, so I want to make sure I'm not putting the wrong number. Area code,
sure.
Please, so I can...
And for Atlanta, did you do 404?
They're going to go over that with you. They're going to go over that with you during onboarding for that one. In order for me to set the second location up, I have to have it under a separate phone number. So I'm just going to go ahead and have them assign
the
tracking number now, and then everything's still going to forward back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I've got that. And then let me go in here. Okay, here we go. Is the account. I started the second profile. But need a number, please. Okay, they're working on that. That's perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and jump in here for this, and then we'll jump back to that one in just a second. All right, Neil. Okay, we're going here. And then he did gather some of the information for us, and he let us know, like, a few of the services obviously are going to be cleaning up, you know, meth labs, drug labs. Are you also doing crime scene cleanup?
Right, crime scene cleanup, gross filth, any kind of body fluids, any kind of bad odor. Like one of the big jobs is decomposed bodies. You know, somebody dies 2 weeks later, they find them, and the whole house stinks really bad.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of the work we do. But I honestly don't get a lot of that work because of people spend a lot of money on marketing, and I don't. So there's a lot of guys that do crime scene cleanup work, but there's not a lot of guys that do the meth and fentanyl work.
Okay. Yeah, it's huge. That's a big one. I could tell you, I wouldn't, fentanyl laboratory cleanup. I'm trying to grab these keywords. Let me see here. How's it going
to
look?
Yeah, if you go to my website, methcleanupcrew.com, it kind of bullet points everything we do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing right now is I'm pulling it straight off the site so that I have the proper stuff and then they'll have it for their onboarding.
Yeah, suicide cleanup's huge right now. A lot of people doing suicide, unfortunately.
You're doing the job nobody wants to do, man.
Yep, doing the job. I hear all the time, it's good to meet you, but hopefully professionally I never meet you again. I was like, I totally get it.
Right. Okay. Yes. Has his own GBP. Now, for the second location, you don't have a Google Business profile yet, right? Or do you?
Like I said, I just like to use mine. I think mine's set up Well, I think you can only do locally, but the Google profile. But
right,
yeah, I worked the whole I worked the whole southeast from Tennessee to Virginia, all the way down to Florida, Alabama. We do a lot of work in Alabama. You brought up a lot of fentanyl jobs here lately. A lot of people are stealing cars, and they find the cars had drug residue, and insurance will pay for me to come in and sample for methamphetamine.
Okay.
There's your scary stat you didn't know. When they find it and it's too expensive to clean up, so they'll total the car. They send it to auction, and there's a notice that it was balanced out, worth nothing. And people are like, "Man, I got this great car. There's nothing wrong with it." And no idea that there was meth or fentanyl in there.
That's so crazy.
Because there's no law that says they can't.
That's gross. That's totally gross,
yep.
Dude. Oh, my
gosh. Sad, but they just said the car was totaled out, and, it's up to you to do whatever.
Oh, my heaven.
But if you don't know fentanyl is in there, meth is in there, then, why would you ever think to do anything?
Right, exactly. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Just like 9 to 5. I work, or then I don't, like on Google, I think I say work by appointment or 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got that. And then let me see here. Going ahead to do this. Got that. Okay. So I need to schedule client onboarding for you. I'm going to go ahead and do for both locations at the same time. I have available appointment times. Oh, wow, that calendar is so full. There's something today between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7?
You got anything tomorrow during the day, or you probably don't work on the weekend?
We don't work on the weekends.
How about Monday?
Sure,
Monday. Usually after 5, I'm shutting down.
Gotcha. No, wait a minute. Hold on. There's something at 1. Do you want one at 1?
Yeah, we can do 1.
Between 1 and 2? Let me go ahead and lock that in here.
Sure.
Location. Make sure I put that in. Location. See if I can spell. Location. Oh man, sometimes. And it's Friday. You'd think that I would have my wits about me, and we know I'm not a drinking lady, so I don't know what's going on, man. You know?
Yeah, my cleaning lady called me. Was like, I have to pick her up. She's like, "Where you at?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Friday. I had no idea." 3:20.
Oh, yeah. Those cleaning ladies save the day, don't they?
Maria rocks is all I can say.
I have Fatima, so she's the best, dude. She takes such good care of us. Yes. Okay. I've got that one.
She doesn't drive, but I've had her for like 6 years now. I'm lucky to have her.
That's amazing. Let me see here. I'm still waiting for this. Okay.
So did your girl have a list of what she won't do, or she only does certain areas?
No, she does it all. She really does it all, and
yeah.
She's fantastic. She does it all. I keep up on I have her come twice a month, so I keep up on all the in-between stuff, but she does the floors, the baseboards,
yeah.
All that. You know what I mean? I'm so grateful.
My Maria, the dog puts the nose on the window, cleans the window. She looks at my fridge, the shelves are dirty. She pulls everything out, cleans the shelves. It's amazing.
Isn't it? It is. It is literally our favorite day when she comes. So that's beautiful. I've got that. Okay, so I have a question. For the Tennessee location, we are going to have to go ahead and drop the pin and do verification there. So what is the address we're going to do that at?
Let me look it up and phone you. Take a second.
Sure.
Henry. Information. 338 Austin Lake Road, Baxter, Tennessee.
Baxter?
And it doesn't show up on B-A-X-T-E-R.
Got it. Okay, let me lock that in here. Okay, 38544. Perfect. Okay, give me just a second. Okay, he gave us the number. So the number for the Tennessee location, if you have a pen?
Just give me a second.
I could send it to you text as well. Here, let me send it to you over via text.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Tennessee location.
I have a hard time keeping up with anything.
Yeah. Well, they're going to go over. We're going to send everything over an email, and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get it all.
Right.
But for now, I just sent it over, so I can go ahead and square this up real quick and get that going. There we go. Okay. Continue. Okay, beautiful. Now we have what we need. Okay. Do, do, do. Oh, got all of that. Good to go. Go, go. Good. Update. Okay. Perfect. That's perfect. Okay. So let me go ahead and have them square away the billing and the invoices for me. Okay. Okay, perfect. My boss is on it. Okay, so getting the little bit of information that we need here for the second location. Let me just re-verify everything. So all the calls are going to be coming directly to you, right? And you're not putting Henry
correct.
On the account at all, correct? You'll be sourcing
correct.
It out to him. Perfect.
Right.
And then we're going to go like this. So for client onboarding is like this. Let me go like this. Make it real obvious to them. Second location. Okay. And then I do have those areas that you've given me. I sent them over here, so I hung on to them. Okay. And it's all the exact same steps. So we're going to put a site link to your current website, and we'll create a fresh Facebook page for that area. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe that's how they'll do it, is create a fresh Facebook page. They'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yes, to location, create new one if needed, to dupe first one per the new area. Okay. And you're licensed and insured in that state as well, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Love that. No. Okay. Grabbing the keywords and the services. All righty. And what they're going to do is they're going to take these services that I've pumped in here, and they're just going to verify them with you. They'll run them through the database with Google, and then we'll get a comprehensive list of everything that way. And then you can always add or decrease or adjust. You have ability to do that. Okay.
Yeah, and just to forewarn you, I've done this before, and Google doesn't like words like meth or fentanyl or a lot of words in my business they won't allow you to use.
Right. Yeah, they have you as an environmental consultant.
Right. Yeah, they don't like meth. They don't like fentanyl.
So let me take those. Oh, where? No, controls. Just back that out completely. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're okay with like crime scene cleanup.
Okay. Take that out then, because you're right. I forgot about that. There we go. Okay, and
there's one word we used we had a lot of success with, but
mm-hmm.
we didn't get a lot of calls. Kind of tells me maybe we got a lot of calls, but we didn't get a lot of jobs because of the cost of it. But it was hoarding.
Hoarding.
Everybody and their brother wants you to clean it up, but they want you to do it for free. So it's one of those things. Yeah, we did one campaign where we just used the word hoarding, and
okay,
the phone was ringing off the hook. But as soon as they hear what they had to pay for it, they weren't interested. So
they weren't,
I think,
so
I kind of
into
stay
it,
away
huh?
from that word.
Okay. Oh, do you
yeah.
want to stay away from it?
Yeah, I want to stay away from it just because everybody
okay.
and brother wants it, but nobody wants to pay for it.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Got that. Okay. We've got that. Make sure that they know. Okay, the website, everything is the same. We're going to just site link it out to the same site, which is good. Who built the site for you?
One of those companies I used to do marketing one time there. It's out of Florida. I forget the name of the company.
Okay, we've got that. That's at 10 a.m. today. Friday, 1:19. Well, 10 a.m. my time. Yeah, 1 p.m. your time.
Okay.
In California, so I say 10 a.m. It's already 11:20 where you're at, so.
Yeah.
Yes, number was assigned to set up the account. Okay, and then also let me grab that real quick. Okay. He's finishing up that. So what's going to happen is we're going to set it up so that it's going to bill. They'll bill at the same time. Obviously, it's going to be the assignment's going to be connected on it, so it's going to bill at the same time. pardon me. Each month on the account, we read out a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. The fact that everything is done month to month, that there's no contracts whatsoever. So let me see this. How he's got it going. Okay, your total for the two packages total is going to be $478. So, let me go ahead. Now, the card you're putting down on file, are you going to, is the billing address the 338 Austin Lake Road?
No, it's my home address.
Okay. What's the billing, what is the billing address for that?
3342 Robinson Farms Court, Marietta, Georgia. 3068.
That's right. Farms Court. I wonder why it reverted to that. Here, we got it. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4246-3152-4022-8146.
Expiration month and year?
0128.
Three-digit code on the back?
399.
I'm going to set a security question for your account, Neil. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The first pet name.
Which is?
S-A-M-B-O-O, Sambo.
Okay. And then on the card itself, is it, pardon me, is it you're just your first and last name, or is there any middle initial?
A for the middle initial, Neil A. Whitaker.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and process this for the 478. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Property Decon Pros, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Neil Whitaker, COO.
Neil, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yeah, 3 actual days, no problem. Referring to customers 24 hours, no problem.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what we expect, is for you to definitely take care of your customers any and every time they call. Getting back to us, we'll call you, we'll text you, we'll email you, so you have time to get back to us. We know you guys are busy, okay? Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date for a 2 location, one at $249, one at $229. The grand total on that is going to be $478. That is billed on the 19th day of this month. It will bill on the 19th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I guess you're going to text me your information, email me your information.
Yeah, yep, I've already emailed it over as we started the conversation, and I've gone ahead and sent a couple of text messages over to you as well.
Okay.
And did you receive those texts?
Let me look. Clear out the messages, get so many. 877 Local Splash, is that you?
Yes, that's me. So the very last text I'm sending to you now, please go ahead and click on the link that I just provided you there.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you in writing. It has it all singled out there. If you choose to add any services at any point in time, please feel free to contact me directly so that I can go ahead and get you the best price point. Scroll down to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots.
All right, went to a username password site.
That username and password will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days' time, and your client onboarding is scheduled for today. We'll be calling from our 877 number to get everything squared away for you, okay?
Okay, and you said this is an app, Local Splash, I need to download?
They're going to go over all that during the onboarding.
Okay.
Yep, we'll get you all set up with the app. We'll get you set up with everything since we already assigned the call tracking number for the one business. We want to make sure that we have you all squared away. So during your onboarding, we're going to go over all that for you, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you today, Neil. Welcome to Local Splash. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.